Thank you, thank you. First, the logistics. Can everyone hear me all right? Okay. I really apologize for not being there in person. My oncologist, this bald look is not by choice. Well, first nature took it and then chemo took the rest. But my oncologist said I had to avoid undergraduates and airplanes with a compromised immune system. And unfortunately, in my business, it's easier to avoid airplanes. So thank you very much for having me virtually. I'm going to switch this over to some slides. So if you have any questions or such, I'm sure you can get it. And let's see. So hopefully, everyone sees school librarians as facilitators of learning?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, life is good. Technology works. We move on. My name is David Lankus. I spend a lot of time worrying about the future of libraries. Worrying's the wrong word. I think all too often we spend too much time worrying about the future of libraries. Libraries are fine. Libraries are important. Libraries, while they're struggling, have always struggled to a degree with their role in society, but I think it's a healthy thing. I think with excellent professionals, an excellent mission, and excellent service, the future of libraries is assured. So rather than saying that I worry about the future of libraries, I'd rather say I spend a lot of time thinking about what it is that we want the future of libraries to be. I did a study once for the MacArthur Foundation, and they said, what is the future of libraries? And so I would call people up, and I'd say, what is the future of libraries? And a doctoral student actually stopped me and said, Dave, are you asking what is the future of libraries or what should be the future of libraries? And I thought that was a really amazing sort of shift. Because in that question about what is the future of libraries, there's a sense that there's one and that it's determined and that we're just sort of hurtling towards it and we'll accept whatever comes our way. I don't believe that. I believe that the future of libraries are in the hands of the librarians, in the hands of those in this room and around the country who determine what we want to be and what we think is best for our communities. And school libraries have a special place in my heart. And school librarians have a special place in my heart because to me, they represent the fundamental nature of libraries as a place of learning. They represent an important aspect in society, an important aspect in how we prepare the next generation. To me, you folks sit on the front lines of determining what that future should be. So what I'd like to do is spend a little time about what I found, what I think about, and really invite you into the conversation. So a lot of this is grounded around the idea of new librarianship. So, you know, got to push the book. Here's the book. But within it, for me, what defines a librarian is not what we do, but why we do it. Because the truth is, if you look around, there are probably people sitting next to you that do very different things with their time in the library. There are some people who spend a lot more time on ordering and shelving and cataloging books, and a lot of people spend time more on instruction, and some people spend more time on the physical facility, and some people spend more time in the library and out of the library, etc. That, to me, doesn't define what a librarian is. Coming up with this sort of regimented list of duties, I think, is the worst way of defining our profession. To me, it's why we do it. And so I center that around this idea of a mission, that the mission of librarians is to improve society. Feel free to stop it right there if you want. Through facilitating knowledge creation in our communities. And notice a few things about this. First, this is a two-part mission, right? It's the mission of librarians is to improve society, part one. And two, how we do it, facilitating this knowledge creation in the communities. And that's what we're going to spend our time on today. The other thing I'd like you to notice about this mission is that it's a mission of librarians. It's not a mission of a library. It's not the mission of an institution. You know, you have a room full of books. I call that a closet. If you have an empty room with a librarian in it, I call it a library. And you may think that as a professor of library science sitting up here, I only define librarians as people who paid a lot of money, gone into debt, and got their master's of library science. And I don't. I define librarians really by those who adhere and push forward this mission. Some people will have degrees, and that's a great way of getting into it. Some people will have sort of been roped into it by their job title. But the point is, no matter how we get into it, this mission and how we help our children and how we help those who educate our children, to me, defines what librarianship is. So within this rather lengthy tome, I admit, what that means is today what I want to talk about is I want to give you lots of examples, I promise. Lots of examples. We're going to talk about very specific functions and tasks and all that wonderful stuff. But I want to first spend a little bit of time on why I think these